From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd has denied there had been an intelligence failure because the attacker who mowed down pedestrians and stabbed a policeman to death outside Parliament in London Monday, Wednesday rather, had been known to police.
My experience of the intelligence services is they do a remarkably good job. Let's remember, this is the first Islamist terrorist attack in 4 years. They've foiled 13 since 2013. I'm sure we'll get more information over the next few days and few weeks, but I have complete confidence in our intelligence services.
London police identified the attacker as Khalid Massoud, a Briton who converted to Islam and had a lengthy criminal record for weapons possession and other charges. Authorities believe Massoud was acting alone when he ran down pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before crashing his SUV into a gate and fatally stabbing a policeman who tried to stop him. Armed police shot and killed Massoud moments later. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later today after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote Friday on the new health care legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote and even alienated some moderates. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Senate leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch. White House spokesman Sean Spicer suggested that Gorsuch does not deserve such treatment.
Through all 4 days, he has showcased his sterling credentials and a brilliant legal mind. We find Senator Schumer's announcement truly disappointing because it breaks with the tradition of how the Senate has handled Supreme Court confirmation votes in modern time and represents the type of partisanship that Americans have grown tired of.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the United States that President Trump promised during his campaign. Friday marks World Tuberculosis Day, and the World Health Organization is warning the battle to wipe out the global TB epidemic will not be won unless the stigma and discrimination of tuberculosis patients is brought to an end. Lisa Schlein has more.
The World Health Organization says stigma and discrimination against TB patients hamper efforts to wipe out this deadly disease. WHO Global TB Program Medical Officer Ernesto Jaramillo says vulnerable people such as migrants, prisoners, ethnic minorities, marginalized women and children are most likely to suffer abuse, neglect, and rejection. He says this prevents them from seeking treatment for tuberculosis. New WHO ethical guidance includes actions to overcome barriers of stigma, discrimination, and marginalization of people with tuberculosis. The agency says protecting the human rights of all those affected will save many lives and will make it possible to end this global scourge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on the United States and Britain on Thursday to drop what he said were exaggerated new aviation restrictions imposed on flights from some airports, including Istanbul. Erdogan said the two countries were right to dwell on security, but said the bans on some electronics, including laptops on board flights from the Middle East and North African airports, were excessive. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.